call it a hobby or perhaps an obsession, but I love capybaras. Capybaras are the world's largest rodents. They look kind of like guinea pigs, if guinea pigs grew to be 100 pounds. And this past weekend, I came face to face, or more like microphone to snout, with the world's most famous capybaras.
The search is on, looking for a pair of rodents of unusual size.
One of Toronto's fugitive capybaras was caught on camera.
It was here last summer at Toronto's High Park Zoo, where the two rodents of unusual size made a break for it. Zookeeper Sonia Ditquist explains.
Bonnie and Clyde, as we named them, escaped the very first day that they arrived. So they were on the lam for, one was 4 weeks and one was 6 weeks.
Bonnie and Clyde were returned safely to the park zoo after spending a summer swimming in the pond and grazing on grass and plants. And Ditquist says even though staff were concerned for the pair and wanted them back, the capybaras didn't pose a threat to the public.
Not unless you could actually get your hands on them, then they can bite. They have actually really long teeth. They're about the length of your fingers. But in general, they're just big chickens.
And the pair's escape sparked a citywide fascination with the capybaras. But the rodents are indigenous to South America, so they like a warm climate. In recent months, the cappies have been laying low and staying inside the barn. For another reason, too.
We got three bouncing babies, and they were born February 23rd. They're our new addition, and we're loving them. They're so cute.
And here's where my zoo visit went from nice to a dream come true. Ditquist tells me it's lunchtime and that I can feed the babies and Bonnie and Clyde. She fills up a metal bowl with corn, cantaloupe, and apples, and we go to the pen where the family has collected around a mud pit.
Look at the capybaras. Do you guys want to step down for me?
But the sound of the gate opening brings the adults over to investigate. With a chunk of raw corn stuck onto the end of a stick, I lure Clyde over for a snack. Clyde's a loud eater. And then one of the baby capybaras gets curious and starts sniffing my feet.
What you doing? Hey. Hey, try... Oh, no, don't eat my boot. Don't eat my boot. Can he... chew through that? Because he's trying to eat my shoe right now.
The little guy was using those long prong-like teeth to chew on the end of my shoe. After a brief taste test, the baby goes back to picking up chunks of corn. I can't explain my love of capybaras. Maybe it's the cute snouts or those roly-poly bellies. But after my time in the pen, I have one last question about capybaras for the zookeeper.
Just, you know, maybe asking for a friend, could you get one as a pet?
It is possible.
Don't break my heart and tell me I can't do this.
You can't have them in the city, but if you had a farm, it is possible, I believe, that you could have them as a pet.
Now I just need to get that farm. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan, Toronto.